Thomas, Thomas, Solomon, Solomon, 10/29/51. Today's 8/12/2025. It's a 74-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of COPD. Period. Any paragraph. Patient has had significant weight loss, difficulty with movement, confusion. Recent hospitalization because of exacerbation of COPD. Period. Any paragraph. She was sent. Sent home, even though the family, both Sister Wilma and Sister Ann, would like for him to go to a different facility, but they were not able to find a place because of funds. And now he's at home now, wants to get back on hospice care with the help of nurses, especially with significant weight loss, especially with the fact that he's now wheelchair-bound, no longer able to walk. I'm sorry, not Wilma, Wanda. Period. Has had weakness, high risk of fall. He's on antibiotics for exacerbation of COPD, uses oxygen when he wants to. He's not using oxygen. He's more confused. His FAST score has dropped from 7B to 7C. PPS is at 40%. MAC has dropped from 26 centimeter to 25 centimeter, period. He's not eating about 30% of his food. He appears to be hypoxic with O2 out of 89% at this time after breathing treatment, and again, not using his oxygen. He does have oxygen available to him, period. He's ADL dependent. He wears a diaper, bowel and bladder incontinent, more confused, difficulty sleeping, has had sundowner syndrome, period. He has tachycardia, lower extremity edema. His other comorbidities includes chronic pancreatitis, abdominal pain, hypertension, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, and blindness, period. Beside the O2-SAT that was mentioned is... His blood pressure is 118 over 75, pulse of 100, respiration is 22, patient is afebrile, period. Patient is no longer oriented to person, place, or time, period. Patient's medications, which includes his Neurontin for his neuropathy, Tylenol number 3 for pain, has not changed any, period. New paragraph. His blood pressure appeared to be controlled with the help of blood pressure medication, especially in face of weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and the tachycardia related to his end-stage COPD. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live given the change in his condition, his debility, his weight loss, his right-sided heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, recurrent hospitalization for exacerbation of COPD as well. Thank you.